We've got public hearing for proposed zoning requests. Order number 02-22-2022-02, located off Tall Tree Drive, Blue Line.
This zoning request is from Representative Jeremy Worley for the County Commission to approve the rezoning of parcel number 19-2.0-03-000-000-004.000, owned by John Jr. and Michael Messina, and it's located off Tall Tree Drive, Blue Eye. Existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for NR1 single family nightly rental district. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, subject property is approximately 20.3 acres in size with no structures. Property will be served by a private well and will need a permit from Missouri Department of Natural Resources for wastewater. Access to the parcel is off Tall Tree Drive, which is located in Stone County. So zoomed way out on the map, Long Creek Bridge is down here. Subject parcel is north of that. There's our zoning layer. And there's just from the Stone County GIS. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Thank you again, Jeremy Worley, 1159 Bee Creek Road. If you wouldn't mind showing the drone video, Scott. So actually keep it right here. So we're going to start, and the video is going to pan to the left, but that road that's being cut in right there is the border of the property. And keep in mind, we're going to reference that road a little bit later. Also reference the road to the right of that. It's a little bit narrow. So just keep in mind that those roads will come up later in the conversation. So if you go ahead and play the video, you can see that it's just really a beautiful piece of property, very famous, just beautiful piece of the lake. Currently zoned agricultural. And as we turn here, you can see, of course, old 86 campground is right over here as well. And just to give you a visual reference of the property. A few months ago, this property came on the market at really at an extremely high price. It's overpriced, to be honest, but Brad brought it to my attention, Mr. Youngblood over here, and we decided to go out and walk the property to see if it would be a, you know, viable place to put a nightly rental community. And as we got out there and walked the property, we noticed that it is fairly rocky, but we decided to go ahead and pursue the purchase of the property as long as we could get the zoning that we were looking for. We didn't want to ask for an NR3 zoning. We weren't looking for multifamily. We were trying to figure out what the highest and best use for the property would be, and we thought since it's on the lake, we would like to put in a upscale, very upscale, gated nightly rental community. And we showed some examples of homes, but the price points are going to be in the $600,000 to $700,000 range, just to provide a super premium experience for people coming to our lake. And as we submitted our zoning request through planning and zoning, we our main, I guess, pitch was to try to determine if the property was compatible, as I believe that's kind of what our code asks us to do. So, Scott, I don't know if you have that packet available. There was a page in there that was titled Nightly Rental Resorts Near Tall Tree Road. It was this document here, and I'd be happy to pass it up to you guys as well. At the end of Tall Tree Road, which is, you see where the road truncates right at the end of the property line? That's at the end of Tall Tree Road there. There are multiple properties here. I called Stone County, and there's three properties approved down here. There's also resort properties approved less than a mile and a half away. And you can also see a layer of, you can see a layer there of properties that are being advertised on Airbnb right down there. Those are the three that are right there in the area. And again, we weren't looking to spot zone, we were looking to go for the NR1 zoning so that we could make sure that we would isolate those nightly runners. I don't want my words to be used against me at this meeting. When I say protect local property owners, what I mean is protect the availability of affordable local inventory. Everywhere that nightly rentals have occurred, and I have a list here. This is actually proprietary information that's not available to the public, but it's about 8 different nightly rental communities, because one of the arguments was that this development is going to decrease property values. But I can actually show you on this sheet that from 2016 to 2021, every single area where nightly rentals are allowed has increased in property value, a minimum of 5%, and in some cases, like in Point Royal, 56%.
If you give that to us, it becomes public.
Mm-hmm. So,
just FYI.
Thank you. It's.
It's become public already.
Yeah.
He didn't. He just the facts he just presented, but
the stats. Then it. I just wanted to do some research to make sure that that I was factual in my presentation. As we began the efforts to get this rezoning request, some good members of the community opposed, and their primary reason was the road, that Tall Tree Road, the access to Tall Tree Road, which is our only access to the property, any easement or easement by right or necessity is, we consulted our attorneys, has been negated by the access that we currently have to the property on Tall Tree Road. So the first effort that we did was we hired 2 attorneys to review the plats on Grandview Acres and also Lakeview Paradise Estates. And they reviewed the plats in detail and determined that those roads have been dedicated to public use. So because we have the right to access our property, the unrestricted right to access our property, that is the only way we can access the property. Except, however, there is that road that I referenced, and that road
goes like this. It comes off of here and comes along the property line right here.
So at our initial planning and zoning meeting, the Planning and Zoning Board said, I don't think we would like to have more information on the road and what you propose to do. We volunteered to improve the road for the community, to widen it, to make sure that the road access was adequate, that it was safe, that it was wide enough to handle any additional traffic that would come down that road. We hired Flat Creek Excavation Company to go out and give us a bid on what it would cost to repair the road along that Tall Tree section, that corridor there. In addition to that, we had Mike Stalzer, who you've met today, prepare an engineering report on the road, and this is what Flat Creek used to make their estimate. So that was a $515,000, and I can hand this to you guys.
I think we've got it in the packet.
Is this already? Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right here. It's okay. Next.
Just to let you know, we're not shooting from the hip, that we did get a real bid. We took that back to our business partners to make sure that, and by business partners, I mean me and Tracy and Brad, the 3 of us that have the property under contract, to make sure that in our budget there would be enough for that. We actually additionally called our banker to make sure that we could provide that in the initial budget, even though we were not required to. We thought it would be a good way to alleviate that and even offer, by chance, an ability to offer a shared road agreement, which we would cover the bill for. In addition to that, we would provide funds in the Homeowners Association to regularly maintain that road. But those efforts weren't looked highly upon, but the offer still stands to improve the quality of the road. We also have a letter from Stone County, which is in the packet. Our attorneys reached out to Stone County, and their attorney responded and said that they do not oppose or endorse any proposed use of the road. It said that they do not maintain the road, so the maintenance of the road would be entirely up to the local community there. And that's in your packet as well. We did get an approval from the Planning and Zoning Board to come forward to you, and since then, we've seen a petition arise in an attempt to destroy not only our plan, but our personal reputations, it seems, because the petition clearly says that it speaks to our intent, to what we want to do to the property. It says that we're going to clear-cut the property. It does speak to, it's a very much a save the clock tower kind of a petition. This is a beautiful piece of land on Battleship Point where you like to come and jump off the cliffs. Well, as you know, nothing we do could prevent that because it is core land. But what I can say to that is that Brad has lived here all his life, and Tracy and I have lived here for 20 years, and we are continuing to raise our family here. I chose Taney County as my home. I could have lived anywhere, and I chose Taney County as my home. And every piece of property that I've owned, I've been a good steward of. And I have seen what developers have done, and I have seen what outside developers have done. And so Brad and I, as we walk the land, the prevailing sentiment between the both of us is that something very special needs to occur here on this land before some outside influence comes up. Because the land was available for sale for months and nobody wanted it.
It wasn't months, it was almost a year.
And nobody wanted it. Nobody saw the value in the land. Nobody wanted to do anything with it. But we decided that something special needs to happen here that really can offer a great experience to nightly rental guests. And let's speak to that for just a moment. It's true what they say, a lot of these folks, that nightly rentals do come and destroy certain areas. But for the one or two instances that you hear, there's 200 or 300 that you don't. And no one's ever going to come and speak to you about nightly rentals or what they've done for the county or what they've done for the community. You're only going to hear the bad stuff, and there is bad stuff. And the bad stuff needs to be addressed, and systems need to exist in order to handle those circumstances. What I can say is that Tracy and Brad and I aren't going to develop this land and then leave. We're going to maintain parcels there where we personally own and stay, and this is going to be a legacy development for us. So we don't plan on going anywhere, and that's why we want to preserve it. If you know anything about me or Brad or Tracy, I've advocated for my clients for 15 years. I've sold them nightly rental properties, and then I've turned around and advocated for them at the state level. I've also advocated for private property owners many times because there is a balance between quiet enjoyment and the right to do what you want to do with your property. I spoke at the when you all approved the zoning amendments, I spoke in favor of those, and was very happy to see you guys moving in a progressive way towards managing the influx of nightly rentals and just overall zoning in general. I believe it'll help our county from an economic standpoint. The last thing I just want to say is that I got some statistics from the Missouri Association of Realtors, which says that the economic impact of one home sale in our area has a trickle-down effect of $66,100 per home sold. So we're not retired yet, and our goal is to continue to keep our local population employed as tourism is our main economy. We do not want to do anything that's going to hurt the neighbors or upset the neighbors. As far as I can see, they'll only have additional traffic during the summer months, maybe some shoulder months. We've agreed to address the road. I don't expect them to like it or even agree, but we're trying to speak to their needs as well as making sure that this point stays protected by people who truly care about it. That's all I have to say. I'm available for questions.
Real quick, you referenced the road that's being cut in currently to the